Roaring Fork Rams are in Colorado Springs tonight for the final state championship game against Jefferson Academy. The Rams beat the Atlas Prep Griffins Wednesday for the shot at state soccer champions. On the phone with me from Switchbacks Widener Field in Colorado Springs is Will Granbois. Will, are you there?
That's me.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Amy. Well, about yourself?
I'm doing well. Hey, the game down there started at 5:15. Describe the scene for us.
Well, I have to get the bad news out of the way first. The Jaguars are up 1-0. They scored the first point of the game just a few minutes ago.
Already?
They did, yeah. It's been a pretty back-and-forth game, though. Certainly not a one-sided affair for a first-seeded team versus the Rams being the 11th at the beginning of the playoffs. So we got a pretty good contingent from Carbondale up here. I saw the mayor. I see lots of parents. I see lots of students all here to cheer on the Rams.
Well, what's the Jefferson Academy team like? Are they big?
Well,
describe them for us.
They're a pretty diverse group. I see some folks who are, you know, taller than any of our guys, and some folks who are smaller, and they're running the gamut in terms of probable ethnic background. But I was told by former Roaring Fork High School teacher, who's now the principal at the one school that has managed to at least tie this team, Holy Family, these guys are really good. They're a hard team to beat, and Holy Family did their best and missed a couple of opportunities to make that happen. And so when you he strongly believed that this is a sport that an underdog with the right amount of motivation and on a good day can absolutely deal the upset.
Well, this is the second time the Rams have gone to state. I mean, in 2019, I think I was standing next to your mom on Main Street when the school bus parade left town. Give us a little history, will you?
Well, yeah. So this is the second time, and actually some of these kids who were on the field played that day as well. There were some pretty up-and-coming underclassmen that didn't just sit on the bench by any means. Anyway, that was against Kent Denver, which at the time had, I believe, four out of the last five state championships under their belt. And it was an underdog story then, too. You know, public schools don't get to this place very often. At that point, I think it had been 10 years since a public team had played in the state final for 3A. Okay, just a sec here. There was a near goal, so I'll cut in if there's really important action on the field.
Well, why is it that a public school doesn't get into the semifinals? Why do you think that is?
Well, that's a controversial question, Amy, but most public schools will complain about private schools' ability to recruit, which they'll kind of deny. But the reality is that certainly a private school has a different method of choosing its students and can offer certain, you know, incentives in terms of scholarship for high achieving students who also happen to be really talented at sports. They also tend to be located on the Front Range and draw from a large region. Public schools are kind of in a different class. They're the students that live where the school is located. And so it's pretty cool to have, you know, little Carbondale, Colorado.
No kidding. No kidding. It's like the Rams are real scrappers. That's great.
Really, you know, and it's been a long building process. There's, exactly 20 years ago, I was just reading in old papers, you know, Basalt and Roaring Fork had a joint team and they went the whole season without a win. Here we are at state championships. Credit goes to a lot of work and younger programs that got kids playing early, and to coach A.O. Forbes, or not A.O. Forbes, Nick Forbes, his son, who grew up here, went to CRMS, and is now supporting the Rams and has been their coach for quite a few years now and has really brought them to an excellent place.
Well, what's he doing right, do you think, Nick Forbes?
You know, I don't know that I could answer that. He's he's building on it. He's always fostering the next group of kids.
So who are the players to watch tonight?
You know, I don't have my roster on me, and it's really been, you know, I looked at the stats, and there's a lot of kids with goals out there. I hesitate to highlight anyone in particular.
Well, you know, I'm wondering, when did Roaring Fork High School drop football and turn to soccer?
Well, they haven't dropped football anymore. They did for, you know, I think it was simply an occasion a few years ago where they couldn't maintain a varsity team. They kept the JV team. That was 4 or 5 years ago. And just this year, the football team varsity team has been back. It had a kind of rough year, but certainly the switch from, you know, American football being the prime boys autumn sport to football anywhere else, soccer.
Football.
has been a slow building process. I know when I was at Roaring Fork, you know, the soccer team was okay, but not this. We didn't go to the state finals on a regular basis. And honestly, you know, we've talked about 2019 and we've talked about 2021. 2020 was a really weird year for these kids. They didn't go to the playoffs. That was really just the 2020 season was actually this spring. And I'm looking forward to talking with Nick Forbes, about, how that affected them and how doing two seasons in the space of about 6 months, got them here.
Well, it just seems to me like the Rams get a little better each year. Oh, what's happening?
You know, that
are they scoring?
That's basically what Nick told me in 2019, that it seems like every year they go one game further. Obviously, at the time, the only one way to go a game further was to win the state championship. So if we just sort of cross the 2020 season off our list, like a lot of us have in some ways, you're looking at, you know, that's the next step. And certainly being here is maintaining in a really real and impressive way.
No kidding. And the Rams beat the Atlas Griffins on Wednesday night.
Uh-huh.
That's a great name. And so I'm wondering, do you see any similarities between the Griffins and the Jaguars? Or the Jaguars just playing better?
Well, you know, the Rams managed to defeat the Griffins 3-1. That's a pretty steep victory for a higher seeded team in the semifinals. I think that this is the top team. This is the folks. These are the kids that everyone expected to be here in the Jaguars Jefferson Academy, and Roaring Fork is a surprise and a pleasant one for folks in Carbondale.
No kidding. It sounds like there's a lot of cheering going on. Are they scoring? Is anybody scoring?
No, I'll let you know if there's any scoring.
Okay.
We had a pretty good save from our goalie a minute ago.
Hey.
And
that's great.
You know, the action, you know, against Kent Denver 2 years ago, the Rams were playing a really defensive game. They were mostly concerned about keeping them from scoring. It was 0-0 at the half, and
sure.
once Kent got its first goal, it ended up being 5 in a row unanswered.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a rough game, and it was always a tenuous thing. These kids this year are putting the pressure on. They've had multiple shots on the goal, and they just haven't managed to sink it yet. There was one really close call on a penalty shot a little bit ago. It just sailed barely over. But they're bringing it. They're in this.